Friends, so far we have seen nearly 50% information about the venture capital, its regulation, its working, its investment criteria and all. Emergence of the venture capital, you have seen that it is originally somewhere in Silicon Valley in 1946, it was first come up, and thereafter it was spread across the world. In India, the venture capital started in 1972, that history we have seen. Now, in this chapter, that is chapter number 6, we are going to discuss about some of the factors which are considered as a critical one, and they obstruct the development or success of the venture capital in India. So, the chapter is critical factor for success in India. So, these critical factors, if at all it is removed, then sky is the limit for success of venture capital in India. Well, for discussion purpose, I have taken into consideration some of the factors industry-wise, and in addition to that, various regulations have been reviewed where there is a dispute or there is no coordination or a proper correlation between among all the regulations, including the taxation structure, and finally considering all it is as it is, the mobilization of the global and domestic resources are very important for success of any venture, including the venture capital. So these points we will take into consideration for our discussion. Flexibility of investment is also an important factor, and due to technology, its integration for the operation with the operating system, and sometimes the infrastructure which is required for the venture capital fund, for which research and development is also happened. So from that perspective, and also investment by the venture capital in particularly infrastructure is also considered a very good opportunity for the India. So we will start our discussion on this, some of the factors. See, as you know, the development of proper venture capital industry, particularly in Indian context, where the market is a high quality, and for other companies, there is high quality of public offering, that is IPOs. Individual investor, when he invests of his savings into any of the company, including the venture capital, he always see that how best he can get his return of his investment with minimal risk. Okay, so this situation of getting low risk and high return is sometimes is a dubious one. So government, SEBI and other regulators, including taxation, they should come forward to protect the interest of the smaller investors. The venture capital is valuable not just because it makes the risk capital available in early stage of development of any project or companies. It requires the superior product development also, considering its best use. Big focus of the venture capital worldwide is always a technology. And as I referred in earlier sections also, the blockchain technology that has come up, and that will supersede all the technologies for the speedy investment and disposal of the investment, issuance of its security for the to the investors, etc. So many other things are there in blockchain technology. So SEBI regulations, that is Securities and Exchange Board of India, they should consider development of the regulation in such a manner that they should give the importance to the technology also. Okay. Now, one by one, we will see some of the factors and what it should be. That is also provided. Now, the regulatory, tax and the legal environment should play an enabling role. This is what generally it is said. So, there is a need to provide a regulatory simplicity. There should not be hard and fast regulations. Regulatory simplicity and a structural flexibility on the same lines. There is also need for level playing field. Area should not be demarked. Level playing field should be always widened, and that is why it is the domestic as well as the offshore venture capital investors should be given an opportunity to play in our country also. Now, investment management and exit, it should provide a flexibility to suit the business requirement and should also be driven by the global trend. There is a restriction on exit also, because once you are invested, you have to wait for 10 years, and once it is invested, the minimum investment in undertaking which is undertaken by the venture capital is between 3 to 5 years. So, actual time period required for the performance is 5 years only, but investor funds are blocked for 10 years. So, there is a parity. You are investing for 3 years, but 5 years only you are getting the return out of it. This should not happen. So, the venture capital investment have typically, since it is coming from the typically from high net worth individuals who have the risk taking capacity, and this risk is involved in the venture financing. Venture investors globally seek the investment and exit on very flexible terms. In between also, they can leave the company and withdraw their investment. This exit is possible only currently only through the IPO. Once the IPO, the company has reached to the IPO stage, then withdrawal of the investment is possible. And mergers, acquisitions, as well as the global takeovers that is happening in India. There is also need to identify the increasing pool of the domestic funds. We are always looking for the foreign investment. But domestically also, there are very high and rich individuals, HNIs. You should, the company or the regulation should prompt these high net worth individuals to invest in the venture capital also. For that, there should be a regulation should be modified. Apart from this HNI individuals, angel investor, pension fund, insurance fund, mutual funds, they also provide a very big source of money. These type of avenues need to be identified in India also. Currently, it is not permitted in India, but other countries it is permitted. Now, with increase in the global integration and the mobility of the capital, it is important that the Indian venture capital firms as well as the venture capital financed by the enterprises should be able to have the opportunities for the investment abroad. And there is also need for identifying and increasing the domestic pool of funds, as I said earlier. Apart from these high net worth individuals and the angel investor, all these funds also should be permitted to invest in India, in venture capital. With increasing global integration and the mobility of the capital, it is important that Indian venture capital also has able to have the opportunities also to invest abroad. And to make a profit, it should generate the better returns, but also add their experience in expertise of the function. This anomaly, particularly or partially, it should be removed by allowing the investment on overseas funds through the overseas investment route. Venture capital also should become an institutional industry which is financed and managed by the successful entrepreneurs, professionals, and sophisticated investors. So, This venture capital has only a common aspect which cut across the geography, and that is the risk capital investment by the experts in the field. Now, it is important that the venture capital in India be allowed to develop professional and institutional management. Currently, it is not there. It is managed by institute by establishing one company under the name of venture capital, getting registered with the SEBI, and investment. They are looking for the investment and further progress. But management of the company is one of the great issue. And this properly venture capital should be managed by the professionals and institutional management only. That is what it is stressed. Infrastructure development that also needs to be prioritized using the government support and the private management. Okay, research and development also need to be promoted by the government as well as other organization. One of the critical issue in venture capital is multiplicity of regulations. Several regulations for one. This different set of regulations are not, there should not be. There should be an uniform one type of regulation which will be followed by the company. But in India, there are various regulations. The SEBI Venture Capital Regulation 1996, okay, it lays down the overall regulatory framework for registration and operation of the venture capital fund in India. Okay, these overseas venture capital are subject to the government of India and government of India's guidelines, and also for the overseas venture capital. And for tax exemption, there is another rule from the Indian Income Tax Act, that is section number 10(23FA), that needs to comply with the tax rules also. So overseas investment rule, domestic investment rule, taxation rule, up till now these three rules, they are it is required to be followed by the company. That is why there is a need of professional, and it is institutionally managed management team, right? In addition to this, the offshore funds, that is also required the approval from Reserve Bank of India and Foreign Investment Promotion Board. Okay, and the domestic fund of the offshore contribution is required RBI approval. If foreign company, foreign venture capital has in India their own branch as a venture capital, this and the offshore their contribution for establishment of that and providing the funds to this company, the Reserve Bank of India's approval is very much required. That is what the regulation says. At the time of disinvestment also, RBI approval is required. And there is also requirement of the pricing of the securities. This multiplicity of the set of guidelines and other requirements had created inconsistencies and detract from the overall objective of the development of the venture capital industry in India. This delays the developmental activity in the venture capital. Okay, then SEBI regulations and the investment by the venture capital funds. Equity related instruments are unlisted company. This is you invest in equity related instruments or unlisted companies and in equity, only in equity, and financially weak company as well as sick industries whose shares are listed or unlisted. Government of India guidelines says that income tax rule restrict the investment by the venture capital only in equity of unlisted companies. SEBI regulation provides that at least 80% of the funds should be invested in the venture capital and no other limits are prescribed. Whereas income tax rule, it says that venture capital funds shall invest only 40% of the paid up capital. Only 40% of the paid up capital of the venture capital in undertaking and not beyond 20% of the corpus of the venture capital fund. The Government of India guideline has prescribed the similar restriction. Now the income tax rule have been amended And it provides the venture capital shall have invest only 25% of the corpus of venture capital fund in a single company. They are not referring to a venture capital undertaking. The SEBI regulation do not provide any sectoral restriction for the investment, in which sector how much is to be invested. There is no restriction as such as far as SEBI guidelines are concerned for the venture capital. Okay, in companies which are engaged in the financial services. But Government of India guidelines also not providing any sectoral restriction. But income tax guidelines is that whatever we have seen earlier. There are sectoral restrictions under the income tax guidelines. These guidelines should not be there. Or uniformity, income tax, RBI and SEBI. These three regulatory authorities should come together and then they should frame the regulation which are uniform to all type of industries. Okay. One of the conditions of approval for the venture capital is that the fund should be registered with the SEBI. Agreed. Right. And once the VCF is registered, venture capital fund is registered, then there should not be any separate requirement of approval from anybody, that including income tax, for availing the tax exemptions. The current prevalent multiple sets of the guidelines and this requirement of the different organization has created inconsistency, and that has created a negative perception about the regulatory environment in India. Since SEBI is responsible for overall regulation and the registration of the venture capital, there is a need to harmonize and consolidate all the guidelines together on the line of SEBI regulations, and they should provide hassle-free and single window service for the clearance of the venture capital. Okay? On this background, which is explained, there are certain rules which need to be amended. Since SEBI is responsible for registration and regulation of the venture capital funds, okay, these guidelines should be according to whatever we have discussed now. In view of the Government of India, they may consider repealing the Government of India, Ministry of Finance, Department of Economic Affairs guidelines for the overseas venture capital. Okay, then SEBI registration, SEBI registered venture capital funds, requirement of the separate rules under the Income Tax Act should dispensed with, and they should go with the pattern on the SEBI. Okay, now taxation for the venture capital fund. This taxation is very important because someone who is coming to do the business in India, they earn the profit, part of it should be cut out of the profit which is earned by them, particularly from the overseas. Even domestic is not exception for that. So, now currently what is happened, the venture capital, as we know, it is a pooled funds. So they are pulling the investment of various investors. Income of the fund should be taxed. That is the regulation. And now what is happening, it is taxed in the hands of investor. And the fund should be considered only pass-through entity and which is exempted under income tax. Rather than that, fund should be taxed, uniformity should be maintained, and then remaining profit should be distributed among the investors. That is the correct way. So that also needs to be looked into. So exemption of the venture capital fund from the income tax does not necessarily cause the loss of revenue, but it is avoiding revenue, as there is a pass-through entities and income distributed by the venture capital fund would be taxed in the hands of investor. Further, such a pass-through income would not just include the dividend only, but also the capital gain and the interest income. In most of the cases, bulk of income passed through would be a capital gain, which attract the tax in contrast to the income passed through as a dividend. This would therefore increase the country's tax base without any negative effect on the revenue. In addition to that, the venture capital activities aid the government of industrial activities, which would indirectly add another taxpayer's base. And the global experience shows that the venture capital enterprises have created a more wealth and the consequent tax revenues. It is certainly believed that the India has also the active venture capital funding, and there would be a very large number of successful enterprises which would have the additional national wealth creation, including the tax revenue. Now, coming down to understand another aspect under the in this chapter about the regulations, the mobilization of the global and domestic resources. Global resources and domestic resources always helps to develop any company, including the venture capital investor. So most of the offshore, that is foreign investors, are incorporated in the tax haven, that is particularly Mauritius, where there is no tax as such, to have the benefit of double tax treaty, and they do not have the incidence of the tax in India. These investors feel that if making investment in India is made hassle-free and automatic in transparent manner with the proper exemptions, there would be no need for them to adopt the Mauritius route. They can directly come to India. For venture capital industries, therefore, it is provided the tax exemption. This provision will put the foreign venture capital in investment, whether this is invested through the Mauritius route or it is directly, it is pulled from abroad to India. So, realizing the importance of this venture capital instrument, the development in the industry or the business in India, it is necessary that inflow of such investment should be encouraged and it should be facilitated, and advising them not to route it through the Mauritius. So, in case of FII, foreign institutional investors, there is already a hassle-free automatic route of the investment and repatriation without specific FIPB or RBI approval. And this type of approval is very much required for venture capital funds also. Now, once it is registered with the SEBI, FII can freely make the investment. And it would therefore be desirable that at least at par with the FII only, the treatment should be given to the foreign venture capital industries investment. This FVCI are allowed the facility of registration with the SEBI, and once it is registered, they should have the same facility of hassle-free investment without any requirement of approval from FIPB or RBI. What is this hassle-free entry? Hassle-free entry is nothing but it a service provided through the single window, not to comply with many regulation. That is hassle-free. So, venture capital in high-risk area, and out of 10 projects, 8 projects are failing, and yield of the remaining 2 is a negligible returns. It is therefore in the interest of the country that FVCI bear such a risk. For venture capital activity, high capitalization of the revenue capital companies, it is essential to withstand the losses of 80% of the project. In India, we do not have such a strong compliance or such a strong companies. This FVCI are also more experienced in providing the need-based support. And this FCI and this foreign venture capital, they bring the foreign currency that should be permitted to retain the same in foreign currency rather than converting into Indian rupees. Okay? This should be kept outside the purview as long as they are not invested. Further, as permitted in case of FII, they may be permitted to take a forward cover also. They are permitted to take the position of exchange fluctuation risk in the market. There is a provision for the registration of the regulation and the foreign venture capital on pattern of FII, and once it is registered, should be extended same facility has been to the investment also. So this FVCI, that is foreign venture capital investment, should be permitted to park their foreign remittances in foreign exchange in a bank in India or outside till the investment of foreign venture capital units are undertaking, and they should also be permitted to obtain the forward cover permitted to FII. The government may consider providing the tax exemptions to FVCI also to attract the large pool of the foreign exchange as a capital directly into India, augmenting the domestic pool of resources, means attracting the domestic pool of the resources. This domestic pool of resources, venture capital, is very limited. Normally, we are taking all foreign funds only we are receiving, and it is getting invested in the venture capital. So, what I mean to say is, the domestic venture capital industry is lagging behind than the foreign venture capital, that is FVCI. Therefore, there is an acute need of the venture capital in India is for small and medium industries, which could preferably financed by the domestic venture capital fund. And as the foreign funds, they seek to invest relatively a large enterprises, and returns are expected also very high. Now, the main source and contribution of the domestic venture capital is from the financial institution, banks, and HNI. Okay. This venture capital activity need to be deep-rooted to promote small and medium-scale industries, also promoted by the professionally, which are qualified entrepreneurs in high-tech and research-oriented sectors. It is therefore necessary to augment the pool of resources for the domestic venture capital fund. The investment horizon of the venture capital fund is for the longer duration, ranging from 5 to 10 years, and the funds are contributed mainly the institutional investors and high net worth individuals. Typically, the institutional investor, including the banks, FI, that is financial institution, insurance, pension funds, private trust, endowment, and angel investor, which in case of India are yet not active in venture capital India. They are traditionally investing like bank deposit and other mutual funds, then stock market and all, but not to the venture capital.